There's a new report that's just been released which measures how much New Zealanders trust the news media. Now, as I said last year when that report, that year's version of the report came out, if this was a report card I was taking home from primary school for my parents to see as an 8 or 9 year old, I'd probably eat it on the way home so they wouldn't see it. They'd be saying to me, Bob, have you not learned anything yet? Why do you keep doing this? Well, the new report on the media confirms what probably many of you are feeling about the news media, but wondered if you were the only one who were frustrated. You're not. But the extent to which the trust in media has plummeted has even shocked me. Let's check it out. So this is the fifth report about trust in news in Aotearoa, New Zealand, produced by the AUT Research Centre for Journalism, Media and Democracy, JMAD, in collaboration with the Reuters Institute for the Study of Journalism. And it's based on a survey of 11 questions, most of which mirror those asked by the Reuters Institute for the Study of Journalism, which is an international survey. Last year, Reuters Institute conducted a survey of 46 countries across Europe, Americas, Asia, Pacific and Africa, and international comparisons about news interest, news avoidance, consumption, trust and news payments were made against this group compared to New Zealand. And this year, 15 New Zealand news brands were included in this New Zealand study, and the study was carried out in February. So the first thing is it's important to note that being a fifth report at a regular basis with the same questions, strong comparisons can be drawn. In 2020, 53% of New Zealanders trusted news in general. In 2024, that figure had plummeted to 33%. In 5 years, general trust in the news had fallen 20 percentage points. Just 1 in 3 New Zealanders trust the news media, down from more than half 5 years ago. And you'll notice that it was dropping by about 3 to 5 points each year, but in the last year, it's been a massive drop of 9 points. 2 in 3 New Zealanders don't trust the media. So you're not alone. And if we have a look at the Acumen-Alderman Trust Barometer, which is another study last year, and it looked at trust over various institutions, and it showed that 58% of New Zealanders trusted businesses, 51% the government, and 41% the media in the orange circles there. Apparently, we trust politicians more than the media. That's New Zealand in the blue and the global trust in the black. So for media on the far right there, we are below the global average of trust for the media. Now, even for news they consume and go to first, so that the media outlets that we prefer, for the first time, less than half of us trust even our preferred news sites. Or maybe that because there's not many left standing now, we're not getting much option. Because remember that this is based on news sites in New Zealand primarily. Perhaps we're all going somewhere else, like McBlog or PulsePoint or Straight Talk. Well, just saying, it's a possibility. Now, compared internationally, the report says trust in news in New Zealand has fallen continuously, whereas in comparable markets, it has somewhat fluctuated. Internationally, we're competing with the UK and the US for the lowest levels of trust. But if you want to trust the media, live in Finland or Kenya. And the survey found that based on the proportion of news of customers that they avoid news often or sometimes. So customers who avoid news often or sometimes, guess who's at the top? Yep, New Zealand by miles. It's double the average. But here's the interesting thing. New Zealanders are actually very interested in good news. You can see that in the graph. We're up the top there. So we want news, good news. And here's the age breakdown of interest. And once you reach the age of 55, apparently you're supposed to be more interested in the news. So it's basically saying that Kiwis are interested in reliable news sources. The problem is we can't find it amongst our current legacy media. And the New Zealand media seem to be refusing to listen to the feedback. Because in terms of trust, the report says that all the major news brands in New Zealand saw substantial declines in trust between last year and this year, especially TVNZ and News Hub, which are the 6pm and the breakfast news channels. So if you are watching or listening or reading the news, which ones? Well, in order of popularity, TVNZ, Stuff, News Hub, New Zealand Herald, social media, then Radio New Zealand, and commercial radio listed there would include News Talk ZB. But look out the right for the drop, all negative, so drop in audience. All have declined except News Talk ZB, but big drops for the top three. Over the last 2 years, Stuff has plummeted 13 points. So that orange stripe is just for the last year. And in terms of trust in the individual news media, down the left-hand side is who we trust most, down to the least. What I noticed is how low News Hub, New Zealand Herald, News Talk, ZB and Stuff are down the list. Although it was good to see the spin-off even lower, that's actually well-deserved. But if you look out the right, all show a drop in trust. But once again, that percentage is only based on the last 12 months. If you look at the drop since 2020, Radio New Zealand, TVNZ has actually dropped 30%. In fact, the main ones, 25 to 30% each. But here's the key graph in my view. Reasons not to trust the news in 2023. And I've put a yellow tag beside the top four. And you'll notice that they've all increased since last year. What are the reasons? The reporting in the news is biased and not balanced. News is too much the result of the political leaning of the newsroom. The news is too opinionated and lacks factual information. And there is a lack of transparency in the way the news media operates. And note the fifth one there, 61%. So government financial support for the media in New Zealand means you cannot trust journalists to hold the government to account. Now, approximately 84% of respondents were concerned about fake news, 92% were concerned about poor journalism, and poor journalism was defined as making factual mistakes, dumbed down stories, and misleading headlines, clickbait, 92%. And 96% of respondents, in other words, almost all of us, were concerned about stories where facts are spun or twisted to push a particular agenda. Wow. It's damning. So, how did the media elite respond to this report? Well, the report quotes newsroom co-editor Mark Jennings, who said, "In my 22 years as head of TV3 News and 7 years as co-editor of Newsroom, I've seen the public trust in the media decline to a point where it is impacting our democracy." Actually, I'd say it this way. I've seen the media decline to a point where it is impacting our democracy. You see what I did there? I just took out the trust bit and I said the decline in the media is impacting our democracy. It's not the public trust affecting democracy, it's the quality of media. The New Zealand Herald editorial said, "With big world events like the US election just months away, we're likely to see a flood of disinformation hitting social media and further eroding people's trust in news media. AI tools, which sure can be used for good things, could also become a powerful weapon in spreading disinformation. All of this is coming at us fast, and it's urgent that everyone has the media literacy skills required to tell the difference between real and fake news." Oh, editors, we know the difference between real and fake news. Read the room. Read the room. And stop blaming social media. It's been around for decades. Facebook started in 2004, 20 years ago. Twitter started in 2006. Radio New Zealand and New Zealand Herald went on to Facebook way back in 2008. The disinformation and misinformation tags are just a smokescreen, an excuse. Now, in fairness, News Hub did a pretty good report of this Trust in Media report. And here's just a couple of excerpts for you.
Of a new report showing a major loss of trust in the New Zealand news media say it's time for news organisations to look in the mirror.
Just a third of Kiwis now say they trust the news. That's down 20% from 5 years ago. As Isabel Ewing reports, the researchers say the news media needs to rebuild public understanding of its role.
News Hub's anecdotal findings are backed up by the fifth annual report published by AUT's Research Centre for Journalism, Media and Democracy.
The media does need to look in the mirror now. Not that I think it's lost its purpose, not that I think it's lost its integrity, but it's certainly lost its audience.
Since 2020, trust in the New Zealand news media has dropped by a whopping 20%, and nearly half of that trust was lost in the last year.
In the 5 years we've been doing it, trust in news in New Zealand has declined at a faster rate than other countries. So we are now, we've gone from sort of the top of the bunch of the comparable countries to very near the bottom.
The authors say the reasons are complex, but some are easy to identify. The pandemic and loss of trust in the government spilled into a mistrust of all providers of information. But also, audiences are turned off by the mixing of opinion with news.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that the media doesn't have a right to its views or that opinion columns aren't useful. But the audience seems to no longer be able to tell the difference. And the audience thinks they're just being preached at.
There was also mistrust over media using the government-provided Public Interest Journalism Fund during the hard times of the pandemic, a mistrust spurred on by Winston Peters, who called it state-funded bribery.
You can't defend $55 million of bribery.
Well, the primary responsibility sits with you and the media industry yourselves to make sure that you are building your social license, you're building your trust with the New Zealand people.
Michael Baker says the mainstream media plays an essential role in conveying information during crises like a pandemic.
It's really still the best place to get fact-based and science-based information. And the alternative is far, far worse. That is, everyone does their own research on social media.
The news media and journalism in need of a major PR overhaul.
Yeah, I'm not sure it was a good idea interviewing Michael Baker. One, he's not a media commentator, but I think it possibly reinforced some of the concerns around this period of time when we were told via the media that the government was the podium of truth, which wasn't challenged by the media. Other low points were the Jessica Tova issue. Remember that video from McBlog? And also when the newspapers worked together to ban our What Is a Woman advert. It showed the pushing, or at least the blocking of a certain narrative that they disagreed with, which is what they were up to. And then the whipping up of the media storm around Posey Parker really riked people up. And they complain about Winston Peters, but it's also Labor MPs who were in government at the time of this declining trust who were expressing concern. This is just a short clip of an interview from December 2022 with Willie Jackson, the then Minister of Broadcasting.
Trust is just as important as the reality, is it not?
No, sometimes perception is completely wrong. You know?
I'm not asking if it's right or wrong, but I'm saying it's just as important. When it comes to an issue of trust, perception is just as important as the reality.
Mm-hmm.
So whether
I'm not
or not...
sure if I agree with you on that, Jack.
Okay, so
there's a lot of perceptions that people have.
So you're not concerned that many people would look at, say, this show, for example, and say that received money from the Public Interest Journalism Fund. I don't trust that show anymore.
Yeah, no, I am concerned about that because we've got that type of complaint. Doesn't matter what we say, doesn't matter the history we give in terms of funding shows like this. There's one view of this is about, well, Willie Jackson paying off Jack Tame. I get that. Yeah. I get that. But you're never going to change some of those perceptions. The truth is something different.
So you put $50 million in through the Public Interest Journalism Fund. You're going to put $109 million in new funding every year for the new entity. How is that going to improve trust?
Well, put it this way. The $50 million in terms of the Public Interest Fund is finishing.
Putting $109 million a year into a new entity going to improve public trust in the media?
It'll improve, so you're coming to the entity now, it'll improve public trust because they will see a better product.
We're looking forward to that. Now, One News, as far as I can tell, had no coverage on their 6 p.m. bulletin last night. Happy to be corrected on that, but interesting, I don't think they did. I couldn't find it. But in their online report, they did quote one of the AUT researchers who made this very telling comment. It said, journalism has lost its authority as the main source of news and information. In general, people distrust the information they see and they are increasingly checking their facts themselves. This phenomenon is highly problematic. That was one of the research co-directors. You know, much of this decline is happening because many Kiwis can see for themselves the extreme bias coming from an increasingly woke media and their selective use of information to support certain progressive agendas. Many people also believe the media has mostly become a marketing and PR department for the government, or the last government, and compromised by the government funding. They've definitely changed their tune on that. And you can see that perception in the survey. And the numbers show that it's not just right-wing people turning off because it's left-wing, or left-wing turning off because the media is right-wing. It's both. It's not anti-mandate people or people who didn't want the vaccine or conspiracy theorists or climate change deniers or TERFs or white people. This survey is showing that Kiwis from all sides have had enough. Two in three Kiwis are saying, do better. Instead of reporting the news and presenting the facts, the media has increasingly become activists pushing opinions instead of facts, trying to control the narrative. Even the author of the research paper said this. We've proved that through our analyses of how they've covered the cannabis referendum, the conversion therapy debate, the overturning of Roe v. Wade, and the mandate protest on Parliament grounds. Look, we deserve better. This report should actually be a wake-up call to the media if they want to avoid going bust. But sadly, I suspect it won't be the wake-up call. Their desire to push an agenda outweighs their desire to survive. Individually, there are some fantastic, committed journalists with integrity. But as an industry, it's on its knees. Will it get back up again? I just don't know. And as someone who was involved in the media, it's very sad that we've got to this point.